Hey Queen, welcome to this week's episode of the Good Woman's Devotional, a devotional podcast for inspiring faith, activating hope, and delivering practical tools for a fulfilling life. Join Zoe as she unpacks empowering stories, unwraps the wisdom in the scriptures, and takes you along for a journey that's all about transformation and intimacy with the Lord. Brace yourself for some godly inspiration and a whole lot of growth as you get ready to be the light of your world and the salt of your earth. Hey Queen, how are you doing today? Welcome to the weekend. Today's devotional is a rather solemn one, and it is titled Empty Your Heart. In today's devotional, we're going to go through a couple of scriptures, and as I read the scriptures, I want you to close your eyes, meditate on the words of the scriptures, and through these scriptures, empty your heart out to God. At the end of this episode, it would be great if you could break out into prayer, if you could break out into quiet meditation and contemplation in your heart, just sharing with the Lord what has been on your heart this past week. I want you to cast your burdens before the Lord. I want you to cast any cares that you have before Him in meditation this morning, and let Him take away your burdens, let Him take away your sorrows, and let Him come into your space and reveal Himself to you even more strongly than you have known in the past, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, Thou art my God. Early will I seek Thee. My soul thirsted for Thee. My flesh longeth for Thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is, to see Thy power and Thy glory, so as I have seen Thee in the sanctuary. Because Thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise Thee. Thus will I bless Thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in Thy name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise Thee with joyful lips when I remember Thee upon my bed and meditate on Thee in the night watches, because Thou hast been my help. Therefore, in the shadow of Thy wings will I rejoice. My soul followeth hard after Thee. Thy right hand upholdeth me. But those that seek my soul to destroy it shall go into the lower parts of the earth. They shall fall by the sword. They shall be a portion for foxes. Hear my voice, O God. In my complaints, guard my life from the terror of the enemy. Hide me from the secret counsel and conspiracy of the ungodly, from the scheming of those who do wrong, who have sharpened their tongues like a sword. They aim venomous words as arrows to shoot from ambush at the blameless one. Suddenly they shoot at him without fear. They encourage themselves in their pursuit of an evil agenda. They talk of laying snares secretly. They say, "Who will discover us?" They devise acts of injustice, saying, "We are ready with a well-conceived plan." For the inward thought and heart of a man are deep, mysterious, and unsearchable. But God will shoot them with an unexpected arrow. Suddenly they will be wounded, so they will be caused to stumble. Their own tongue is against them. All who gaze at them will shake their head in scorn. Then all men will fear the Lord. They will fear God's judgment. They will declare the work of God. They will consider and wisely acknowledge what He has done. The righteous will rejoice in the Lord and take refuge in Him. All the upright in heart will glory and offer praise. O Lord our God, how majestic and glorious and excellent is your name in all the earth. You have displayed your splendor above the heavens. Out of the mouths of infants and nursing babes, you have established strength because of your adversaries, that you might silence the enemy and make the revengeful cease. When I see and consider the heavens, the work of your mighty hands, the moon and the stars which you have established, what is man, O God, that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you care for him? Yet you have made him a little lower than God. You have crowned him with glory and honor. You have made him to have dominion over the works of your hand. You have put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, and also the beasts of the field, the birds of the air, and the fish of the sea, whatever passes through the paths of the sea. O Lord our God, how majestic and glorious and excellent is your name in all the earth. Father, we pray that today you will cause our inner man to be strengthened, to come into the revelation of who you have made us, to be able to take dominion in all these realms that you have set us above. In the name of the Lord Jesus, have your way in our midst, O God. Begin to do that which only you can do. Do with us that which man cannot do. In the name of Jesus, reveal yourself to our hearts, O God. Let us know you beyond the letter. Let us know you beyond the testimonies of men. Let us know you beyond what others have to say about you, but let us know you, O God, in a deeper way that is personal and it is unique to us. Father, in the name of Jesus, reach out to us, O God, in a special way. We are opening up our hearts to you. Father, we seek you. We want you. We want to know you. We want to see you. We want to understand you. We want to hear your voice. We want to know you, O God. We want to know you. We seek to know you, O God. Begin to reveal yourself to us, Lord. Let us not walk out into a new week, O God, without having a revelation of who you are. Speak to us, O God. In our private places, speak to us. In our quiet times, speak to us. Father, we love you. Help us to know you. Help us to love you. Help us to be faithful to you. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise for who you are, for what you do. In Jesus' name, amen.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of the podcast. Send us a voice note with your feedback in our DMs on Instagram at @letmebeawoman. We'd love to hear from you. Until then, keep lighting up your world and being the salt of your earth. Love, Zoe.